Hey, we're off.
Welcome to Friends of Bill W, episode 6.
Five.
Episode just kidding. Bill's lazy and we're not playing them.
Yeah, episode just kidding. Bill wants to hate fuck two chapters of this book, so we're skipping them.
Do we level up in between those two chapters?
True story, yes.
Oh boy!
Yes.
How many times?
Just once.
Yeah.
So seriously, the leveling that we have been doing way too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind. I like picking new spells.
So, if I were reviewing this book on Amazon.com, the thing I would say about it is designed in part to just waste players' time.
Okay.
Every chapter has had a random encounters table that I have just skipped.
Right.
Because I think random encounters are universally stupid.
Sure.
Unless they're plot relevant.
There's no such thing as a plot relevant random encounter.
Right.
At that point, it's really not random.
Well, and that's the problem.
So, because you don't have D&D background, like, going back to the first D&D books, there's been, like, every hour of overland travel, roll on this table, and maybe they come across three goblins.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And in going back to their roots, that is something that they brought back.
Right?
That first fight through town when you meet the family.
Yeah.
Every block,
right,
I was supposed to roll on a table.
Right.
Okay? This upcoming thing that I'm going to narrate through a little bit, spoilers, there's a lot of overland travel. Like, you're going from Baldur's Gate to Winter's Deep, right? Or Waterdeep.
What?
Waterdeep. Sweet, we're going to Waterdeep.
Right?
I play some video games.
That's like a 40-day trip. And it really says, roll a d20 40 times. And on a roll of 16 plus, some shit happens. But usefully, there's a table that tells me that for 16 up, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, what time of day that thing happens.
What is this, the Farmer's Almanac?
I'm not kidding. That table exists in
here.
So
what you are missing is what he's describing encompasses most old school D&D adventures.
Yes.
No, I believe you.
Up through about 87, that's how you played D&D.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm not the...
Yeah, they hadn't invented plot yet.
Mm-mm.
So, okay. The next two chapters are basically a decision that we'll talk about in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a little actual role-playing here, but actual real talking role-playing.
Yeah.
For the benefit of those on the other end of the microphone, I didn't even bother to bring dice to the table tonight. It's just how this is going to go.
We did.
But I brought a tambourine.
She did. I already tried to buy it from her.
And God bless you.
I offered her a 40% premium, and it wasn't happening. Sounds better when I say it that way. 40%. Anyway. Yeah. So. That all said.
So we drag ourselves back from the cave of bad choices.
Yeah. And going back to why we're going through this so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys fucking hard mode triggered everything. Right?
Yeah.
There's a whole other half of that dungeon.
Yeah.
That isn't super interesting.
So right. Isn't relevant.
It doesn't point to any plot point, so why?
Exactly, right? It would have been kind of there's a bunch of interesting fights leading up to the boss in there, if you don't take the left at Albuquerque that you took, right?
Right.
And there's some neat traps and shit, and that could have been fun. But now, there's no reason to be go back to the cave and do the four encounters because I want to roll this trap and see if you fucking find it.
Right.
Anyway. Moving along. So yeah, last week, y'all face-wrecked a dungeon.
By the skin of our teeth in some instances.
In the course of 30 or so seconds of time. you managed...
We're boiling an egg, what can you...
That came later.
True
story.
It's actually right.
It came an hour later.
True.
You killed some guards. Killed the mini-boss, Fulram Mondath, and then her lackey, Ligrum Sariosa, or whatever the hell his name was.
Is there a cure for that?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was us.
Langrinosa Cyanwrath.
Fuck out of that guy.
We're the white blood cells.
Yeah.
We're the
white people and racist.
I was about to say, what the hell are you talking about?
We're super racist.
Yeah.
Because he was like a half dragon.
Ask him about diggers sometime.
Don't.
Fortunately, I have no idea what that means.
Dwarves.
By the cut of my pants, I'm skinhead materials. Don't worry.
Wow. You discovered your superpower.
That's my forehead, right? Like that's.
Yeah.
Is that one of your spells for the day?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Mine is, you know, when you're filling a pitcher, like a coffee pot or something, and it's all foamy at the top. I can turn it off precisely at the right second to always hit the line I want, no matter what the top of the thing is doing.
Nice.
Magic.
Yeah. Anyway.
Voodoo magic.
Fucking voodoo magic.
Exactly. So, yeah, you face wreck some things. You almost cut yourselves dead so many times.
Yes.
Wait, I was fine. I don't think I dropped once.
No, you didn't drop.
Except for that boulder. I didn't take any damage.
Yeah.
That was the game before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just stayed.
Ross, on the other hand, I think went down 3 times?
At least.
Paladin went down like 5 or 6 times, I think. Man.
Paladin's a $2 hooker.
Yes. We'll go down for anyone.
Yeah. I got dropped walking into the place.
Yeah.
And then at least 2 or 3 more times thereafter.
Like low self-esteem cheerleaders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish I'd known some of them.
Well, you don't because you were the low self-esteem cheerleader.
Anybody who gets daddy issues tattooed across their throat.
Or like the tramp stamp.
Hmm. That's a good
thing. It depends, though. Like, if it's, you know, something artistic, maybe. If it's my name is Sarah, then that's a clue.
No, that's just around your anus.
Sure. Sure. No, around your anus, it says, please spit.
Okay.
Tattoos might be trashier just based on proximity to an orifice. Like, that's anywhere true. In the face or, like, asshole vagina region, like.
Or penis.
Yeah, or
welcome aboard. Yeah, you got a dick tattoo.
Yeah, meat henge, like that. There's nothing classy right. about that.
Or just an arrow pointing down to your junk.
Or right on the tip of your dick, insert here. Like, some guys like that shit.
What
about, like, an angry face, like, on the front of a B-52 bomb?
Nice!
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's pretty classic.
Nice. I'm going to put this in your Enola Gay.
And pack it up. We're done. Bill's won the night.
Oh,
congratulations. Oh, rock bottom of the barrel is yours.
And how many minutes?
7 minutes and 42 seconds.
A new record, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. I'm going to blow my load like big, like fat man.
Much more like
into a boy.
Into a little boy. Oh, this is the Catholic Church. Come on. Anyway.
Lots of this shit. Oh.
That's what we do.
It's the special intersection of child rape and genocide. I really like
it. Imagine if you had a stroke right now and those were your last words.
I'm comfortable with my choices.
That's what you peace out on.
I regret nothing.
In fact, now he's just always say that at the end of everything,
that's
just
right.
to make sure it's his last word.
That's right. It's going
to
make meetings at work a little awkward, but
not for very long.
At the end of every sentence.
That's right.
Like, you want fries with that? Yes, please. And oh, this is the intersection of genocide and child rape. Excuse me?
Sorry, you running for president would have been the worst thing anyway.
Yeah,
so let's do everything we can to make that stop.
At the beginning of every speech. Yes, hello, friends of Bill.
We discussed this before you got here. I'm the president of my HOA.
Those poor sons of bitches.
The qualifications were not being sick of it,
yeah.
Oh, I know. A good friend of mine who's been helping us look into home loan stuff has just volunteered to be the treasurer of her HOA because the old treasurer was bad. So my friend just walked through her house and was like, hi, give me the books. You're dumb.
Yeah.
I'm taking over. And the lady was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Here's everything.
So I went to the meeting. We have an annual meeting and there are no dues. Best HOA ever.
Nice.
And it was the first time I had met most of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We've lived here a year. And they were like, do you want to do it? And I was like, sure. It can't be that big a deal if you're going to let me do it because none of you know me.
Right.
So, sounds fine.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all like, a new sucker. Great.
The prime responsibility of the role is to organize that yearly meeting, which means
awesome.
Send out an email to the list of people on the email list.
Yay.
I can send an email once a year. That is well within my power.
Do you have any rules like you can't paint your house purple here?
Ostensibly, but it doesn't seem like anyone actually gives a shit. So I think if you tried to do something really dumb, like we have an architecture review meeting, like a guy cut down a tree last year, or a board rather, and he emailed some people and was like, can I cut down this tree? And everybody was like, I don't care. So if you wanted to like make your house polka dot, I think I'd probably have to say something about that. But as long as it's not like Barney purple, who cares?
Right? Sure.
You do you, man.
But Pepto-Bismol pink is fine.
Yeah.
Hot. Pepto-Bismol pink is hot.
Anyway.
I have good associations with heartburn.
Goes down smooth.
Ding.
Can I borrow your player's beauty for a moment?
If you can peel it open.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a better option. Jesus.
Good.
Trying to be helpful.
Yeah, he will. Thanks for the reach around.
He has taken that book to bed a few times, so.
Oh, yeah. Monster Manual, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's done that one, too.
Cloaca.
Wow.
And you know what he's going to do with the DMG? Take it to bed.
Yeah.
So continuing our effort to not play D&D.
Yeah.
Have you hate-fucked your way through the third Gotham yet?
Huh?
Third episode.
Oh, no, I stopped it, too. I watched the second episode, and it was so... So there were two. Did you watch it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I don't value my time.
There were two good scenes in that episode.
But you will watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I know, all right? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. Okay. Good. So
it is like injecting bleach into my veins.
We'll come back to that.
After watching the second episode, I decided that they went completely bass-ackwards on what they should have been doing with this show. They should have been following the underworld crime stuff and kept the cops on the low end of the field. Because watching that scene with Fish Mooney and Falcone, that was a great scene. That was really tense. That was really interesting to watch. And anything dealing with the Penguin is really interesting to watch. Everything else was just, this is stupid.
Rest assured, they fucked it up.
Oh, I'm sure they eventually did.
Like, I thought the Penguin was great, but already in episode 3, they're like, we don't know what to do with the Penguin, so he's just gonna keep murdering random people for the fuck of it.
Okay, yeah, cause after that second episode, it's like, and the Bruce Wayne thing again, where he's like, going all G. Gordon Liddy over the candle, trying to test his pain tolerance, and Alfred's walking like, what the bloody hell are you doing? Like,
yeah,
you are not Alfred Pennyworth! Bring back Alfred Pennyworth, you Scottish hooligan!
Yeah, he would just be like, sir, you should stop that.
Yeah. No, he'd be like, Master Bruce, what are you doing?
Yes.
Or something like that. But no, he's like...
He's a fucking cunt.
I know. It's just... And so, yeah, after the second episode...
And then he
dripped
wax on Bruce Wayne's dick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's they cannot redeem, especially that whole... I mean, if they're trying to make it gritty and grim, being as casually and almost, like, comically violent as they were at the end there, and people just, like, sort of... Yeah, shrug, we're just gonna keep these, you know, children locked up in the back room and nobody really gives a shit. And not even the kids trying to escape me. Come on, these are streetwise, street urchins and none of them trying to break out. Come on.
So, Penguin's first couple kills were visceral and
that was awesome.
But
that was really cool.
It's all he does now.
Okay.
Just kills random strangers.
Yeah, they obviously didn't know what they were doing.
On the note of, trying to keep it grim and gritty, but coming out comical.
Yeah.
Episode 3 is about a vigilante who kills people by tying them to weather balloons and making them float living into the sky as they scream for help.
Have they introduced Arthur Bird yet?
No. Our fictional Batman villain? They haven't put him in yet.
The one that the two of you made up?
Yes.
Those fuckers, what the hell are they? They need to get their shit together.
They were busy putting in Balloon Man.
Yeah.
What?
Which is literally what they call
it. Tell me more about your fanfiction.
Oh, Arthur Bird was a humble music teacher until he had a tragic accident and became the Songbird.
Okay.
Who drives people mad by getting songs stuck in their head.
Okay. Yeah, so I stopped watching an episode 2. It's like, I don't need to watch this anymore.
I don't know if that would be the worst Batman villain ever.
It's not.
Yeah. Balloon Man, as it turns out.
Yeah.
They've hit it.
Calendar Man was pretty bad.
Depends on how you play him out.
Sure. So writers can make gold out of anything in the Batman universe.
Yes.
When done correctly.
If they reimagine some bad ideas, they can do something good.
Humpty Dumpty has been incredible.
Sure. On the face of it, Calendar Man is some stupid shit.
Yeah. If they played him more like Zodiac or something.
Which Which we've seen, right? Yeah, like sure. They've done collections where that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, the Long Halloween.
Yeah, yes. Long Halloween was really, really good. But fucking, what's your shtick? I went crazy, now I kill people for holidays. On Columbus Day, they see the new world! What?
Indigenous Peoples Day, thank you.
Yes, right. Get it right, dude.
No, Calendar Man does Columbus Day, because it's what's on the calendar. Fuck your political correctness.
I talked to the King County Council about that one.
All I know is that I'm still open, even though the bank isn't. So the bank celebrates enslaving Indigenous People Day.
It wasn't a state holiday to begin with, so. Anyway.
So,
you're going to tell us a story. A summary story.
Yeah, so you guys face roll a dungeon.
Yep. We come out with 2,230 approximately gold worth of
so stuff. Much gold.
Yes.
We invested in that shit fucker's armor, and then the party as a whole is done with money.
How much did you need for that left? I believe it was minus out of the bank.
I believe it was 1,500.
I gotta say, like, there's not a goddamn thing in here for wizards to buy. Like, it's cool that they took out magic.
There's nothing for me to buy either, and I'm a fighter.
I can't. Well, it used to be that the big sink for wizards was like, go make some scrolls, right? Like, 30 gold pieces of scroll, go make some scrolls. All right, I'm gonna go do that.
Even the magic components, most of them aren't expended. They're costly. Okay.
Well, they started doing that back in third edition.
Oh, wait, I could buy an
I know, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I could buy an alchemy kit and then do nothing with it.
That's true. Yeah. That'll all be in the DMG.
I hope so.
So if it was 1,500, we are now party bank down to 730 gold.
But I have proficiency with
Throw in a big fucking tub and do Scrooge McDuck into it.
So that break our necks?
I watched that cartoon.
I cast etherealness, and then I dive into the tub.
And you hit the floor.
And you just keep sinking.
Yeah. But you can fly while you're ethereal.
Oh, okay. You don't just go to the center of the earth?
No. You do not.
The problem is you're having so much fun you lose track of time.
Right, and then I'm stuck.
You become corporeal in the middle of the coins.
Right.
You have problems.
And
you have coins for a kidney now.
Yeah.
We trained you.
This old man, probably better than his actual kidneys. So.
Probably not wrong.
Less painful to pass.
So what kind of bullshit does your new armor give you? Just better AC?
Better AC. 20.
Okay.
Seems legit.
Note to self.
Hey, I can now preserve your corpses when you die.
For snacks?
So on Reflex, anytime that there's a ritual at a given level, I'll go ahead and take it because I don't have to prepare rituals. I just need 10 minutes of downtime.
All right.
There are like 8 first level rituals, and for wizards, there are 2 second level rituals. There are no 3rd or 4th level rituals. I won't get a ritual again until 5th level. And then there's a 6th level ritual.
Well, apparently we're going to go to 5th tonight, baby. So.
Well, when we go to 9th level, I get my 5th level spells.
Okay.
Yeah, spells are weird.
Alright. That's fine.
Every odd level, you get access to a new tier. So.
Oh, they actually have a rhyme and a reason now?
Pretty sure it's
always been like that.
Yeah.
Really? Because it always seems like, no, you don't get any new spells, like, for 3 levels, and then, okay, well, maybe now.
It's an idiotic legacy thing that they don't just fucking call them, like, spell circles. Like, your first circle spells. In the same way that it's an idiotic legacy thing that stats go, you know, 3 to 18. When, really, you just toss that in the fucking garbage and get a modifier.
Yeah. That's one of the sacred cows. It'll never change.
Yeah, and it's every odd level you get access
to. They didn't bring Thacko back.
I like Thacko!
You're the one.
I was talking to James Wyatt, he was telling me in 4th edition they came really close to tossing out the 3 to 18, but people like their bullshit fish.
What they need to do, now that 5th ed is out, is they need to, like, stealth print 4th edition and call it something else. And, like, do all the stuff they were afraid to do because it was D&D. You don't do that in D&D.
Right.
And just really fucking blow the lid off of that. And then that game will pick up and everybody will play nothing but that. And then they can, like, unveil...
Rip the mask off.
Yeah, surprise!
It was the same
Surprise! Coasts of the Wizards is Wizards of the Coast!
I will agree with you that 4th edition's biggest problem was the name D&D.
Absolutely. Yep. And, man, I have... I have come so close to just telling people to get the fuck out of the store, and they're like, oh, 5th edition's out. Is it like that shit 4th edition that was just a video game? Like, it's everything I can do not to just be like, get the fuck out. Well, I don't even want to talk to
you. Just say, is it different than 4th edition?
Take your $60, then tell them.
And that's what I've been doing. It's like, man, it's so different. You're going to love it. And then I take their money, and then I
agree with them in that it's not D&D.
Yes.
Judge on its own merits as a game, it's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a wonderful tactical war game.
Yeah.
Yep.
The problem is, they sold it to people who didn't know that's what they were buying.
Yeah. That's actually what we should start doing at the store.
What?
You should run 4th Ed as a tactical war game. Just tell people to bring their own party. Right?
Mm.
And just lay out a map.
And just have party combat.
And just do party
arena.
Combat. Right?
And then you can even just throw in.
There.
And you can even just throw in monsters that they also have to fight in there.
Yeah,
yeah. You're gonna run into the problem that the
player characters are way better than monsters.
Well, the player character damage output is ridiculous compared to player character hit points.
Yeah,
because
monsters have 900
hit points for days.
Like a max level. Monster will have over 1,000.
That's why you put like a few beholders to distract them.
Yeah, no, this is fine. If it's a full party, that's actually all right because the marking rules and the forcing people to tank rules are all in there. Like I've got guys who are going to absorb this damage, and I've got my fingers crossed that you will not one hit him, and then my cleric can buff you
as a minor action for
Unfortunately, there is only one way to build that party because you can't be like, you know what, I'm going to try the psionic healer class instead of the divine hero class. Nope, they're all shit. Just run a cleric.
Yep.
You want damage output? Run a ranger and shut your fucking mouth. Like
yeah.
Anyway. Actually, I think it's Rogue, to be fair. I think Rogue has a slightly higher spike damage. But.
You can definitely build a Ranger at higher, because a decent Ranger is getting 5 attacks around. You will one hit.
Well, one round.
One turn.
Hit. But yeah, you will one turn something. At higher levels, sure. But everything skews after about 8. Like, things get super weird after 8th level. The numbers
go. Yeah, the thing is, a lot of other things they have, I guess, conditions that they put on it. Like, I remember playing a warlock that would, like, blind things for a round.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the ideal party for that is, five characters?
Sure.
For a party?
Yeah.
I like that you're asking his permission in this
imaginary
scenario.
Well, no, we're talking about it. So, 5 characters, I'm saying 2 fighters, a warlock, a cleric, and either a sorcerer or a rogue. I think that's probably the ideal part.
Or a ranger, because ranger does shit tons of damage too.
If it's range damage, the sorcerer does it better.
Does wizard have better AoE than a warlock?
Have better AoE, but less damage. And the wizard AoE stuff is interesting, but not interesting enough to care.
I think I'd
because
wanna,
the fighters
I think
can do the pushing around all on their own.
Not as good though, right?
Ooh, one
also,
fighter,
what if
one warlord. Ooh.
Yeah, I think you'd want something other than 2 fighters. I think
2 fighters were the strongest thing out of 4th edition. Like, just in terms of, like, being buckets of hit points and effectively making things fight them. Before you do anything else, you have to eat this 7-layer cake that is my hit points.
I don't know, man. Was it the Evoker Wizard build where everything, like, 5x5, slide everything in it, 6 squares.
Yeah, the Evoker was another AoE class. It wasn't a wizard, but it was the divine version of the wizard.
Yeah, it was a divine wizard.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, it's like everything pushes 5, or everything in a 5 square radius takes 1d6 damage, or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. So you head back to this place. I don't even fucking care anymore. Greenest.
It's pretty great.
Actually, it's pretty charcoal.
You buy this guy some armor.
Blackest, because it's a race thing.
It is technically plate, but it doesn't look very good.
What?
It turns out this is a little shithole at the edge of the universe, right? Like, this isn't Bob's Armor Emporium. This is, my grandpa who owned the shop had this shit. And it'll keep you alive, but it's not very attractive.
It's like all scuffed and dull.
It's still full price, though.
Right.
Get some polish. It'll be fine.
I'll take it and have it off to the side, but I'm wearing my fine clothes. I'll don it later.
Noted.
I cast Mending 30 times on it.
What?
I cast Mending 30 times on it.
Oh, does it look better?
It has an anti-magic shield.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's a feature.
That's awesome.
Sorry, an anti-useful magic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got an anti-mending shield.
Yeah, it has protection from mending.
It was a union thing, the craft built in there.
That's right.
To keep the jobs.
Yeah.
They're taking her germs.
I cast reduced soda foam on it. Oh, it doesn't work.
Anyway. Do any of you remember what you were supposed to do next?
Yeah, we were heading back to the town that the monk was from to fill him in on what was happening.
Yep.
On what had happened.
Yep.
Right.
Especially about Dragon Necks, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wanted to know anything about going on with Dragon Necks.
You were, in fact, heading for Eldrell.
I make him an omelet.
What direction is that from?
Fetus.
Directly north.
Okay.
That's how I like my omelets. Dragon fetus.
Dragon fetus? Pretty good.
It's just dragon fetus.
So, Greenest is here.
Right.
Eldrell is here.
Okay.
And then Boulder's Gate, and then Water.
Is it about a 40-day travel?
Not yet.
Me too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Fuck these guys.
Yeah. We'll sit back with their zombies.
Well, they have their
use.
What's that?
They have their use.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, quick, guys, go take care of that problem for us. So you want him, and I'll take the L.
Am I okay, though?
Yeah, you're great. Don't worry about it.
Anime tambourine.
I want the tambourine, though.
Here. Okay.
Then another tambourine appears.
I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on those tambourines.
That was a cantrip in Pathfinder, I think. Conjure instrument?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bard's had
it was
conjure.
A bard thing, yeah.
Yep.
So she could spirit tambourine.
Allow me to play for you! Twang! Yeah.
It was just more dramatic. Like, you just went like this, lightning struck down and gave you your guitar.
Yeah. Totally the lightning metal. Struck in the sound of like a hard E chord on a Stratocaster.
Yeah.
And you do meatloaf for days.
So, oh, in my case, it's a tambourine.
Right, and it's way less cool. How did that tambourine E chord shut up?
So, Leosin left you guys with Governor Nighthill. He left you all horses and riding gear.
Oh.
That's kind of nice.
Which turns the long walk to the city of the north into about a 6-day ride.
Are they nice horses?
They're riding horses?
They're horsey like, horses.
Horsey horses.
They're certainly not combat horses.
Okay. Not war horses.
To get spirit audience.
What do we name our horses? For flavor. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you name your horse? Tambourine?
Pansy.
Still Chauncey.
Your horse's name is Chauncey.
Well, no, his dog has been Chauncey.
Oh, you didn't get a horse, too?
Like you can't ride a horse.
Like a Shetland pony or something?
I'm like, got a Shetland dog.
3 feet tall.
Yeah, okay.
Get one of those, bagged... Not quite saddlebags, but like, you need straps, right? So you can ride on one side and be counterweighted by the dog.
Like a sidecar?
Yeah.
What does Abner name his horsey?
Fuck Spirit Guardians.
Whoa! That's a great horse name!
Oh yeah, Spirit Guardians is pretty
Jesus
good.
Jesus Christ!
If you hadn't face rolled my cleric so fast, she was really gonna fuck you up with Spirit yes. Guardians.
Don't worry, you all get to get the same.
Yeah! Wow!
Is that what you took?
It's what I get when we level up.
What does it do?
Balls! When you cast a spell, you can designate any number of creatures that you can see to be unaffected by it, which is good.
Okay.
Because it's a 15-foot radius around you.
Alright.
An affected creature's speed is halved in the area, and when the creature enters the area for the first time on a turn, or starts its turn there, it must make a wisdom saving throw. On a fail, 3d8 radiant damage, or 3d8 necrotic if you're evil, and on a successful, half as much damage. So just... And it lasts for 10 fucking minutes of just like, yeah, 3d8 damage, suck it, bitches, half speed, 3d8 damage.
I'm assuming it's wearing it as a tutu as well.
What's that?
I'm assuming it's like a tutu as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Swirling around the waist.
We gotta run that dungeon 20 times with that time duration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just stroll through and clear the place out.
All right.
Sadly, haste is... Probably not.
Yeah, if you hadn't almost one-shot that bitch.
Sure.
It would have
been. We would have been in trouble, yeah.
By the time I could have cast it, it would have only probably hit her for one round. And so I did something else. But anyway, horse name.
Name your horse.
Oh, Abner doesn't fucking care.
Gluey.
Mop.
Gluey. I like it.
Gluey. God. That's a good one. Barrow.
Barrow. Nice.
Barrow.
What about you?
Ah. Change my mind. Mordenkainen's run-down nag.
Yes.
Took me a minute, but it's there now.
Yes.
Well, if your name is Cleel, we should name it like Puyallup or something.
Enumclaw.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yes.
Enumclaw.
Perfect.
Enumclaw. All right, Enumclaw it is. All right.
Yep, Enumclaw.
Enumclaw.
Enumclaw has a masturbation problem.
No, he has a man problem. Can't get enough.
No, he's got a man solution.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the guy was...
Perforated colon.
Yeah, perforated colon.
Boom!
Yeah, this is probably go get your pizza.
Speaking of perforated colons.
The solution was man jelly on the inside after he was done with it. I remember his last name was Pinto. Hey, that's the only thing I remember. Because Aaron had a whole lot of fun with that story when it first came out. He had this animated GIF, apparently, of the video taken at the time.
Oh, God.
It was horrible. And, of course, the music playing in the background of this animated GIF was My Sweet Little Buttercup. It was just... No, it was My Cuppy Cake. Whatever the children's song is, something about My Cuppy Cake. It was awful. He still hasn't had his birthday party yet.
And he doesn't want to have one.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, maybe yeah, Thanksgiving
right?
or something.
Just that fucking guy.
Okay. It's going to be like Thanksgiving or Christmas or something. But I have to be there, though. If I'm not there, it doesn't mean apparently the pizza will be playing game with us tonight. And the pizza's horse's name is Domino.
So, exactly. Dispel magic's decent.
Wait, you don't have any indecent spell power?
So it used to be with dispel magic that it affected lower level effects, and there were only a certain number of spell effects it would get. So if a guy had a whole bunch of buff spells on him, mm-hmm. he would only knock a few of them off,
okay.
maybe. Now, if it's a third level or lower effects, they just straight end. And if spell effects a fourth level higher, they make a saving throw, and if they fail, then the spell ends.
Okay.
So it will effectively knock off a lot of buffs.
Hmm.
But it's only one creature, object, or magical effect. They can't do a burst anymore.
It reminds me of, you ever play Silver Age Sentinels?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that, I forget what it was called, like negate or something, and just like, depending on how powerful you made it, you just sort of like countermanded all their superpowers,
yep.
or some to a certain degree.
Oh, and counterspell is its own thing now.
What?
There's dispel magic and counterspell. Two different things.
Yes.
They're both third level. Yeah, that's really good.
So we get on our horses and we ride for Monktown.
Yep.
And lots of random encounters in between.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bullshit.
I kill everything.
Speak with animals is a ritual. Speak with dead isn't.
Yeah. Their decisions on what's ritual and what isn't ritual is...
dumb.
A steaming pile of shit. Like, nobody was paying attention.
We're getting a lot of great reviews.
Yeah.
I want to see this shit on Amazon. And sign Bill's name.
That's fine. So, you ride north several days. You have many meaningless encounters. You slay all sorts of orcs and what have you. There is, by the way, I think I've said this before, but anything in the fridge you guys are welcome to. Drinks, food, whatever. You can rummage around, find stuff. Don't care. When you get to El Truel, you ask around for Laosin, and nobody knows who that is. And then you remember that you were also supposed to ask for a paladin named Onthar Froom. Who looks like that? He's a dwarf.
Nice beard.
Dwarf and paladins.
We ask around for a
patron
digger.
Patron saint of mead.
Ask around for a digger, exactly.
Yeah, we ask for a digger.
You're a racist!
You're old.
And a racist!
That was my favorite thing about that Pathfinder game, is that first night when we had decided on Diggers.
Oh, yeah. That.
Really, what didn't you like about that Pathfinder game?
Elijah.
Yeah. thinking, yeah.
Hi, Eliza. Anyway.
If you're listening, Bill's house can be found.
Yes. Don't dox Bill.
I'm trying to remember if Nick started the recording before or after he ordered the pizza and read my
cards. And read my credit card number?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was after that.
Okay, just thought it, you know. It occurs to me to wonder.
Yeah, phone number, credit card number, your address.
Yeah.
Blood type.
Social security number, mother's maiden name.
Birthday, you know.
A street I grew up on, first pet, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're pretty quickly directed to a tavern called A Pair of Black Antlers. You walk in, the antlers are brown on the wall. It's weird. Maybe they're hoping that with mold and age...
I burn this fucking place down.
Okay.
Then they'll be black.
That's racist. Never mind.
We just keep coming back to that.
I don't know. I'm just trying to
join in. You guys are what?
I'm trying to join in. I don't know what you guys are talking about when you say diggers.
I want to be people.
What do you mean you guys?
I don't know. Hey, you guys! What's your company? Anybody?
I was thinking
Goonies.
Well, there's that too. Yes.
Yeah.
For people that aren't 1,000.
Wow. Actually, Goonies would be for someone my age group. So
that's true.
Yeah.
So 130.
Yeah,
two. Apparently,
don't forget the 35 by the end of the night.
Yeah, I age 2 years every week. Apparently.
When you get there, the paladin room is there. Leosin is there. There's carousing.
Whoa!
He win a few arm wrestling contests.
You arm wrestle?
I entertain the crap out of these people.
You do, you know, there's some sleight of hand games, some dice rolling. You have a good time.
Good.
And you can see, especially Abner, as he investigates the face of Froome. You can see, deep approval. Like, yeah, these are guys. These are dudes, right?
I think I read about you in a book once.
He puffs his chest out. He's super excited about that. Yeah. The day kind of winds down and... What?
We're getting Animate Dead, so I'm comparing zombies to skeletons.
Oh.
To figure out which one makes more sense to raise.
Found zombies?
I think it's going to be skeletons.
Really?
They move further and they do one more point of damage.
Mm.
Also, they have one more bonus to hit. The big thing about zombies is if they would drop to 0 hit points, they make a constitution save of 5 plus the damage taken. If they succeed, they just drop to 1 hit point.
They get back up. Yeah, that's why I said zombies.
And is that repeatable, or is it just the first time they would go?
If damage reduces a zombie to 0 hit points every fucking time.
Nice.
Mm. So yeah, maybe zombies.
Yeah. Later in the evening, you get one of Froome's squires comes up to you and says that Froome and Leosin would like to have a private audience with you. And you're led off to a private space, and the door closes.
Hold on, let me get some singles first.
Make it rain! You got that spell, right?
Yeah, yeah, we got paid. Yeah, I got that spell. Material component is gold, baby!
Bullshit.
Uh-oh. He doesn't take gold.
Yeah, the dwarf kills us all? Oh, okay.
It says he's a human paladin. That's not a human.
Not everybody with a beard is a dwarf.
It's true.
You racist.
He's also super short.
You have a beard.
Also, he's bald.
You tell by the sword.
By the cut of your sword, I can tell you're a dwarf.
That's a dwarf!
Yeah, that's a picture of a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter for your sake?
It's a dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a dwarf. He's a dwarf.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Who QA'd this? That's what
we've already called him a digger, so.
Yeah.
Might as well keep going with it.
Degro. Please.
Whoa. Degroid.
Sorry, I'm old.
No, that's what it's
called. Get scientific.
Okay. Why does anybody listen to this?
Does anybody listen to this? Except for me, like me, like the week before to kind of refresh myself and how ridiculous we all were in the first 5 minutes.
I get a shit ton of comments on my other campaign. Nobody listens to this.
Yeah.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, they're making the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. The other one's pretty terrible, too.
Apparently gets more hits, though.
How many child rape genocide jokes per hour in the other one?
Not many.
Not many. That's probably a true statement.
So, less terrible?
I guess I should try harder.
You can just look at my material directly, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not like anyone's listening to this.
That's right.
I'll just play the recordings in the Skype recording.
Make a soundboard.
Yes.
Just go all Carlos Mencia on Bill's material, it's fine.
The Stone Curse's concentration up to 1 minute? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Curses are permanent until dispelled.
So, Dwarf Man looks at us and bursts.
Digger.
And says, we have very important business to discuss. At this point, it seems that you all know as much as we do about the activities of the cult. And thanks to what you've brought, we actually know twice as much as we did 10 days ago. We have no formal organization, no unified front that will stand against the Cult of the Dragon. Not yet. We're working on it. But we need people like you, all of you. People who know how to fight. People who know when to fight. People who know when to keep their heads down. He doesn't know you very well.
I was about to say, like, yes, keep our head.
We just slam our face into something.
We might be able to find some people like that for you, provided we don't kill them first.
Because we're murder hobos.
The butcher, the baker, and the...
Hey, hey, I paid things off, too.
And then murder it to get your money back.
We never did that.
No, she just let them go, because who gives a shit about 200 gold?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I throw down a wishing well. And I don't make a wish.
My wish is that I don't get any more gold.
My wish is that I get rid of this gold. It worked!
Super heavy. That's what I should make you guys start doing, is tracking encumbrance for your gold.
I'll just fucking drop it.
There's a whole thing in there for what kind of lifestyle you want to live. And as far as I'm concerned, I am doing the wealthy lifestyle until these guys shut me off. So if they're foolish enough to give me access to the money, I am like, I've got apartments. I don't have a hotel
room. I'm the treasurer.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I need 30 more gold for today.
For hookers and blow?
Yes.
We're Brewster's millions.
Exactly. Goddamn.
And I've got nothing else to spend it on. Yeah. Seriously. I need to repaint my mini because I'm no longer wearing those musty old robes. I have bought myself some fine-ass pimp gear and changed my name to a pimp named Slickback.
I start making jingly bracelets out of gold pieces.
I forget what that's from, but it is from something.
Are you sure that Sweet Sweetback's badass song?
We're going to have to take a
minus. If Ross doesn't know, it doesn't exist.
Well, it wasn't in a movie from the 90s.
Oh.
If Ross doesn't know.
What 30s? From that movie where the train is coming right at you?
Silver Streak?
So, true story, if you type into Google a pimp named, it just fills out Slickback. Like it. It's from Boondocks. That's what it's from.
Oh, see, I never read nor watch that, so I don't know this.
A pimp named Slickback.
Alright. Okay, I will stop with my trivia. Moving on. Flavor question. By his, outfit, is can anybody tell what particular deity he is a paladin to? If there's any indication, just out of curiosity. Whether or not there's any kindred spirits in the room.
He, is definitely a paladin of Torm.
Ross does not know what that means.
Neither do I.
I don't know. I don't know if the deities are famous for...
One of the famous ones for paladins.
Okay.
Stereotypical.
Hold on, Torm's in here.
It's okay. It's okay.
Nope. Happening.
Connections, chivalry.
Turns out we don't have a lot to do. So.
Alright, legit, legit.
Let me stop reading about a pimp named Slickback and I'll look up Torm for you.
Well, while you're doing that, there was a blaxploitation film back in the olden days called Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
So okay. We're looking for up a god. I'm assuming it's the god of manliness.
Sure.
The god of law.
Yes. Nice.
He is the law.
Okay, so he's Armand Asante?
Yeah, his title is The Loyal Fury.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Whoa.
I know. Subservient deities Bahamut? Bahamut is subservient to someone? Fuck that.
Well, you okay? Their canon?
It's Forgotten Realms canon, so it can eat a bag.
As far as I'm concerned,
Forgotten Realms,
his god is Armand Asante. Armand Asante.
Yeah, this guy worships Armand Asante.
That's fine. That's
way cooler.
Yeah,
that
would be choice. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Did you see the original Judge Dredd movie with Sylvester Stallone? Okay.
God.
I did watch the new one.
Can we watch Garden?
It was alright.
It was surprisingly okay.
Yeah. They're trying to make another one, and I hope they do.
Oh, the recent one?
Yeah.
It was badass. Oh, yeah.
Like, I was ready to just slog through that, but, like, halfway through, I'm like, am I enjoying myself?
Yeah. What is this feeling?
Yeah. The drug is cool. The drug was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The effects for the drug were cool. The whole
amazing.
Thing was cool, and they're fighting to make a second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just not happening.
And Cersei Lannister, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Cut up, beat up. Put away
broke ass whore, Cersei Lannister.
Yeah.
Not very different.
Really, yeah.
So, Arthur and Laosin continue talking about how there's a bunch of other, you know, concerned leaders and scholars up and down the coast who are in the early stages of organizing against these people. And then basically make you sales pitches for joining up.
You get lots of gold.
Erlanthar, is a member of the Harpers. Which you might have heard of the older Harpers. These are New Age Harpers, apparently. Because it says that. I don't
know. So they play harps?
It's another Forgotten Realms thing. The Harpers were basically a guild of do-gooders. Like, it was the default organization that good guys belonged to in Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, the good guys.
Yeah, they started out, the reason they're called the Harpers is they started out as a group of bards. Like, it was an excuse to play a bard in Forgotten Realms back in the day. Like, I'm a Harper! And they were the secret organization that, like, secretly
Excuse
overthrew
me?
Evil people. But now they're all out and being bardy for really real. And you don't have to be a bard to join.
You yeah. see, if I was playing a bard in Forgotten Realms, I'd be like, I'm a bard that's not a Harper.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not one of your guild bards.
No.
I'm
a scab bard.
Yeah, I'm a black metal scab bard. Yeah. I show up and I fucking rock faces until they melt.
Yeah. I cut off too many ears and have seen too much yuck to be a do-gooder.
As Evan says, the Harpers are dedicated to furthering equality and justice and to keeping the power out of the hands of those who don't deserve it.
Oh, you might be attracted to that one.
Froom, on the other hand, represents the Order of the Gauntlet.
I like that.
This order shares many of the Harpers' principles, but they're very different. Where the Harpers are very, you know, loosely organized, everybody just go, you know, do a good turn daily
go
kind of thing.
Go forth and multiply?
The Order of the Gauntlet very clearly emphasizes faith, vigilance, and the constant struggle against threats of evil.
They proselytize.
Also, are Mormons?
I was thinking Southern Baptist.
Oh.
Many of the members of this order are clerics and paladins. The top concern of everybody is the fact that the Cult of the Dragon has shifted from being more active in the East and just trying to create dracoliches, which isn't great but is a relatively localized problem, to...
Also incredibly difficult.
Yeah. Right? To, you know, if they actually manage to raise Tiamat, that's a problem on a much bigger scale.
Sure.
So that's kind of brought everyone together. And basically, they're offering you a chance to join their factions. There's no pay and no rank, but you get an insignia. And they have agents spread far and wide to... You know, there's a network that
you see,
as you
travel.
You see,
the Draken works for no man. Just works
for the
Draken.
Is this all or nothing
Draken.
Or each
nope.
individually?
Nope.
Okay.
You can choose individually?
I think I make them a counter-offer that what we need is
join our
an umbrella organization that will organize all of them, an esoteric order of Bahamut, if you will, that all of us can join together working against the evil of Tiamat. And don't worry, Bahamut has already sent me dreams delivering us in the right direction. I have seen what happens if we fail.
With a pair of sixes.
Well, no, I was just trying to ship rolls for the day that I get to
see. Yeah, yeah, no, I got you.
So...
I want to join an assassin. Is there an assassin's guild?
Not for good guys. Yes, there is an assassin's guild. Also, there's a necromancer's guild that Evan wants in on a character for, but the Red Wizards of Fae do not have a place. Okay. Well, actually, I suspect they're probably on the other side of this particular conflict. They're like, but Tiamat, not terrible for business. Sure, why not?
Question. So, of these two factions,
yeah.
Aside from there being no rank or pay or something, I mean, what pull do they have in society at large, aside from just sort of having a name and a principle?
It is mostly just that they have a name and principles. So, like, it is true. Like, it's basically Masons, right?
Yeah, sure.
There's a local chapter everywhere, and you flash your Harper badge, and dude will give you a sword.
Well, I get that. But, like, if I walk into a town and I'm like, I'm a Harper, it's like, oh, we give you a free song. Whereas, like, if I'm an Iron Gauntlet guy, it's like, we'll beat people up for you.
No, if you're a Harper, they give you wenches.
It's roughly the same. Like, both organizations have roughly the same,
Of the two, the Iron Gauntlet is gonna be more of interest to your character,
sure.
Except I'm pretty sure it was founded by humans.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is all.
So. But, like, the ideals that it stands for of, like, so,
mm-hmm.
Both of them are against slavery. The Iron Gauntlet organizes guerrilla raids into territories where there are slaves to free the slaves and move them somewhere where they can have a better life.
Right.
The Harpers go and tell people that this country has slavery and we should overthrow the government and install one, or, like, help the people install a government that is anti-slavery instead. And the Iron Gauntlet is, how about we go free some fucking slaves and we'll let the politicians worry about politics?
Whereas the Harpers go into the politics.
Right. The Harpers are like, no, we need to organize free elections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a petition that goes around using free slaves.
Yep. Right.
Hmm.
And then they sleep with all the women.
Yes, they are Harpers, they are rock stars, they sleep with all the pop stars, really. They sleep with all of them.
I'm gonna think about this.
Whereas me, I'm a motherfucking rock star.
They take your umbrella organization proposal under consideration and note that they are relatively low level lackeys in this situation and can't commit their organizations to other organizations.
Oh, is there like a distinct leadership for either of these, or are they just leaders?
Sure.
There's a very organized leadership for all of these groups. Like, you can work your way up to chapter master, interlegion, or something like that if you're an NPC and you don't want to go adventuring.
Right.
As a PC adventurer, you don't care about that shit because you just show up and flash your badge and get boobies.
Well, only if you're a Harper.
Whatever.
Guns.
You get guns if you're,
yeah. You're a gauntlet.
Yeah. If you're a Harper, you get boobies.
Yeah. Male or female, though. Like, sorry.
If you're Austin Powers, you get gun boobies.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, but sometimes they go
decided
off.
Decided I want to join that guild. Relevant to my interest.
They go off at random, though.
Worth it.
So would you lie. One of those sets was on Elizabeth What's-Her-Name.
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah. And then bring it on. Even now. She's still...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She ages well. She's going to be like the... what's her name? From Red. The older...
Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren. Yes, the Helen Mirren of her day.
That's right.
I like that's your association, the lady from Red.
It's the first thing that came to mind. Yeah. Honestly, I was just trying to think of something recent that you youngins would know to help me out, because the majority of the table doesn't know anything.
Those youngins love Bruce Willis.
I do.
Shut up! Red was awesome! And Red 2 was good!
Yeah.
Bruce...
I'm flipping him off right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 2. And
Red,
Die Hard 3.
Red, Bruce, Red...
Not my husband, but me.
Red,
that's fair. I retract.
Seeing Red the movie is why I knew who Warren Ellis is.
Oh, not because of Transmetropolitan?
No.
Okay.
You should read that, by the way.
You really should. Okay.
Yeah.
Or the...
read that. I read Global Frequency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was good. It was interesting.
All right.
It's an interesting concept. Yeah. Anyway.
So here's my random thought as Beryl is considering these options or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I like the Iron Gauntlet's, you know, milieu, but it'd be awesome if I could start like a elven faction, sub-faction of it.
As the conversation continues up, Abner's going to pipe up and say, "We're going to need some time to talk before we sign our names on any dotted lines."
Mm-hmm. I just said no outright.
What's your problem?
Maurice?
Mm. He's a love guy. I see him going bard.
We're going to need some time. Oh, wait, no, I have a fucking spell for that. That's awesome.
Just whisper to him.
Yeah, there's a spell called Message. I can just like mutter into my drink, and he's the only one who can hear what I'm saying. And he'll whisper to you. No, seriously, we need to talk. I have an idea.
That would be a persuasion roll, I think.
I'm presenting that to you. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
You can
all
just
right.
Ignore the fuck if you want to.
I thought you're making an argument. Okay.
No. I'll need to consult with my comrades.
Very well.
What's the Iron Goblet? Is that what it is?
We're going to go settle into our rooms. Can we grab some food and come back in a few minutes? Keep talking?
Sure.
Excellent. We do exactly.
They look at each other a little confused as you leave the room. That's fine.
And just ask if you want to join the clubhouse. Why is this a fucking thing?
Yeah.
So, we'll go unpack our stuff and set it down. And I'll just get us one large room because I'm convinced it's just five guys.
Burgers and fries?
I'm going to request my own room.
Because you're so star power.
How much money do we all have? If we split up?
I just entertain and give
money. We have a group bank of 730 gold.
We just need a room for four.
If I entertain, I get free room.
What's your character's name, Nick?
I don't have my cheat sheet name.
Blank. Morgan.
Morgan, thank you.
I have 330 gold on me.
Yeah.
I can pay for all
of them. Sure, I've got 516 gold of my own because I didn't buy anything. And
I have 265 because I gave...
Rooms here are 1,000 gold, by the way. They're super nice. They come with sacrificial children, like, if that's what you need.
Why are we going to child murder? Why is that where we live?
You need zombies.
Well, you can rape them, too.
Tiny zombies. So
you can do that
backpack.
Before or after the murder.
Yeah.
Apparently the Harpers are the Catholic Church of this world.
God. Once we get up there, Abner will make the argument to you guys that it might be a good idea to have at least one of you join each of these organizations so we can keep an eye on them. Because if you'll recall... We got started in all of this nonsense because of the dreams I had.
Do you have a cold or something?
He's always talking like this.
Perpetual pneumonia.
Yeah.
No, I'm just imagining like you were talking before in character too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That would be fantastic if when there's no one else around, he just drops
the... He's like, all right. Whatever. So the transmuter in here, you don't remove any effects of age, but you can make a philosopher's stone and age yourself back to age 20. And I thought about doing that with him, but all the transmuter shit is just terrible. So, but suddenly...
I disagree. I like to. You should go Harper and do that.
Really?
Well, my concern is that... These two groups have similar but differing goals, and we don't want them to fall into infighting. So if we can keep an ear out for what they're getting into, we can guide things in the right direction. Because the reality is, I have been sent dreams by the Divine.
You assume by the Divine.
Well, it wasn't Tiamat who sent me dreams.
Wouldn't that be the Divine? I mean,
I cast silence. Anyway!
Depends on what divine you mean.
The gods of good rarely interact directly in the mortal realm. They usually have, you know, crappy proxies.
I see.
Oh, for a second I thought you were looking at me. I just poke things with my rapier and whip things.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure the Yandala would be okay with me blasting you to ashes right now.
I will join the Iron Gauntlet.
If you want to lead this shindig, son, you can step up and try.
First of all, I'm a girl. Second of all, you can't really call what you do leadership.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that. But seriously, you need to stop being so hard on yourself, young man. In any case...
She has boobs.
Halfling size.
No, they're just soldered on. Didn't we come to this conclusion looking at the halfling art in the player's handbook?
So bad.
Like, most of the art is good, just the halflings are terrible.
Yeah, they really, really are. I don't know, Elvis, the mace-wielding halfling of death, is pretty exciting.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that was the only point I wanted to make, that we should get people on before the invasions.
I see.
Not it.
Sorry, the daring dragon must be a free agent.
Well, and I need to keep myself free of their, you know, machinations.
I've made my choice. For the good of the group.
But you two would be fantastic for it, is what I'm saying.
And why is that?
Well, you espouse virtues and goals similar to those of those two organizations, so I think you two would fit right in. Thought I'd made that clear before. He's a little slow, isn't he?
It's just that nobody listens to you.
Well, is he saying something?
Where's my mom? I like popsicles.
Now you're just gonna go off on, like, back in your day, like, clerks could heal as, like, a minor action or something.
Back in my day, they could heal as an at will that allowed them to attack as well!
Oh my god!
They were super. It really was the best.
Are you looking up again?
Elvis.
Well, that's going on.
Yeah. Very well. I will join the Harpers.
So you wander back.
Yes.
Sure.
They've been murdered.
They're dead. Oh, shit.
No, I'm not sure.
They're not thrilled that only a couple of you are joining, but that's better than nothing. You know, gotta pump that recruitment. So the monk gives you a Harper's badge, which is which is a crescent moon with a harp in it.
Very well.
And instructs you that you might not want to wear this openly at all times.
Very well.
You, on the other hand, are given the
Please tell me the fist.
Yes.
Mr. Fisty!
It's a fist, and there's just like...
It's actually a gauntlet grasping a sword by the blade.
Okay.
It's a little medallion of that.
I don't know how you hold a sword. I mean, just a heads up on that one.
Play The Witcher, it is! He'll beat people to death with the crosspiece on his sword by holding the handle. Didn't make a lick of goddamn sense, and people love that game. Kids.
What's a
Witcher?
Don't worry, I'm witching right now.
I believe it's someone who witches.
Is Tiamat
talking? Confirmed!
Can a witcher be the witchiest?
Which witcher is which?
Right.
Okay, so I get a badge.
Yeah. Which, can wear openly if you like. Intelligence.
I put it underneath.
Does it say it derisively to the harbor? Don't be afraid to wear this one.
Yeah, exactly.
I put it underneath my ear belt.
This guy. This halfling. Like, he is the halflingiest halfling, and if you look closely, he's got a fucking black wrought iron mace that he's just casually holding in his hand.
I thought that was a mace, alright. I was about to say, that's a third leg.
All of the above.
I thought it was, dick. Just his third leg.
If that's your conception of penis, I am so goddamn sorry. The fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Flanges?
Yeah.
Well, he cuts me out first.
For her pleasure.
That's what she's got a strap on. Obviously, this kill work one way.
A strap on. Sir, there's a few.
Never say your dildo. Say the dildo.
Our.
That's how we get ants.
Well, it depends on how you use it.
I sort of want to go down that road, but mostly I don't.
It's all right.
It's when you use honey as lube.
That's fine.
No, that's how you really get infections.
It really isn't.
That is how you get infections.
Yeah, that is how you get ants.
You get infections. But open wide, the airplane's coming.
I'm just trying to picture your bedside table, right? Honey in the lube bottle, yeah. Shot of penicillin. Yeah. Like, honey, liquid penicillin, just
what are you
shot.
Talking about?
What?
Honey is antiseptic.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not
it's sterile.
It's not a lubricant.
No, it's not a lubricant.
Okay.
It's antiseptic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly sterile.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's not going to cause...
Also, it's a natural preservative.
It had to have some sort of sugar in it.
Yeah, it does, but it's a natural preservative, and it's antiseptic just by its nature. So, like, they opened up a sealed jar of honey, no shit, from a tomb in Egypt from, like, you know, 4,000 years ago. Still edible.
Wow. Yes, but you also have to just make sure that it's actual honey and nothing mixed in.
And right, yeah. You can get pure honey and not just yellow-colored because that's what most honey is.
Honey is blue.
Well, some honey is some honey with a bunch of corn syrup.
Next time on Educational Food Advice.
Yeah. Educational Sex Food Advice.
Yes.
We cover cucumbers.
I was about to say, next week is cucumbers.
But remember...
Well, you can use zucchinis
middle.
If you don't have
there's
to
some room to wiggle. And that's the noise that gets made.
No.
Well played. So
I joined the cult of the Iron Fist. Oh, sorry, Iron Gauntlet.
I'm now basically just going to talk for a while.
They probably don't want you to refer to it as a cult.
Because it turns out, in two chapters, that's the most important character decision you get to make.
Seriously. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought we had to make a charisma check to get on a wagon.
We're coming to that.
There is one more thing that happens.
So, they keep talking for a while and explain that the mission that they would like you to go undertake is they know that there's a wagon train heading north from here, taking the stolen goods somewhere, but they don't know where. They do know, however, that anyone going north with any sense would go to Baldur's Gate first and then hit the High Trade Road and go up to Waterdeep.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan is that you guys get to Baldur's Gate ahead of them, which conveniently there's a river right here that you can just take a boat, and get ahead of them. And in Baldur's Gate, and this is all shit that I learned reading this because I've never played any of the fucking video games or anything like that. In Baldur's Gate, they don't allow wagons or things like that into the city because the roads are so steep. So what you do is you get there and you sell the wagons you have at the South Gate. You hire porters to carry your shit through town, and you buy new wagons on the other side, and then you go.
That sounds like a scam.
And it's any steep increase in price.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make some fucking money off of you.
Didn't we say we were from Waterdeep?
Water, does that matter in this?
Nope, Baldur's Gate's a different town.
Well, I mean, when we get to Waterdeep, we'll be
over. Yes.
Okay.
I have a mail in the city for that.
So the plan is Froom's got a merchant contact in the Blackwater district of Baldur's Gate, which is on the north end of town, which is where people come back together and buy, you know, wagons and put together guards. And for safety, what will happen is a wagon train comes together with a number of different merchants and goods sellers and movers. So they expect that that will happen, and you just need to get on with any merchant. If you're feeling ballsy, get the cultists to hire you. But any merchant probably will do, and then you can be in the wagon train moving along.
Do you have a house phone?
I do.
So 90s.
It is. The only reason we still have it is that when we moved here, they could port our number from Kirkland. So we've had the same number for a decade. So we're like, okay, fine.
You gonna get that?
No. I don't answer the house phone.
Only telemarketers call that number.
People who know that I need to talk to them call my cell phone.
Right.
I had one aunt who used to call that. I didn't answer it then either because I didn't like her.
That's how we get answers.
It's a little dark that you're saying had.
She died last year.
Because you got tired of her?
No, because she drank herself to death. Mm. Literally.
Because you wouldn't answer the phone.
After she died, like, her husband was cleaning up under the bed and found many empty fifths of booze.
Jesus.
It's fine. But since you mentioned that, I got a phone call, and it popped up on, like, the car caller ID on the screen, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was the Oregon area code, and I reflexively ignored it and then said out loud, oh, wait, she died. It's really a thing that happened this weekend. I'm a monster. Moving along. So that's basically the plan. Go get hooked up into the wagon train. See where they're going. You know, don't try to deter them. We need to know where their base of operations are. And then report back. You hem and haw about this a little bit. It's going to take a long time. The trip from Baldur's Gate to Waterdeep is 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. This is a real commitment.
I'm not gonna lie, I might not live that long.
Froome storms out. He's tired of your shit. He wants decisive action. You're not having it. He storms out. Leosin is more reasonable. Sits, talks to you for a while longer. You're still...
You should follow him and calm him down with a hand job. You're part of the same cult.
This is the Order of the Gauntlet.
So, fist job.
Is that even part of the plot, trying to bring this guy back into the fold? No. Yeah, okay, he's off.
No, you guys are done making decisions for the evening.
Right. So that means I'm the only representative.
I'm now just channeling Evan.
Yeah, I was going to say, sure. Oh my god, this is like me running a game. This is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Shut up and let me talk.
Oh. Yeah, our first session of Star Wars, I remember it well.
So,
our session of Vampire, he talked for 45 continuous minutes.
Uninterrupted.
I was
well with this group?
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, I can tell it was
did
early
he, like,
on
duct-tape?
Not playing together because we didn't tell them to shut
like,
the
did you
fuck
duct
up
tape their mouth shut?
2 minutes in.
Nope. I remember being rapt with attention. I was impressed.
Thank
I took notes.
God, remember those days? When you guys came
and now we're just like, wabam!
Yeah. I'm only calling this out because it's funny. After Leosin keeps, you're still not sure. So he sighs and pulls a small leather pouch out of his cloak, in which is a ruby worth 1,200 gold, a.k.a. a bajillion gold, and says that this will be waiting for you in Waterdeep if you complete this.
I twirl my finger around.
Don't worry about it. Harper magic.
He's a monk! He moves really fast!
Then why aren't you doing this shit?
He backhands you and you didn't see it coming.
told you he was fast!
In fact, he backhands you with the hand that was holding the ruby,
and, the
and
ruby
then the ruby
it
is still there. Like, it's just...
You must learn to shut the bitch up without dropping
it was,
his glass.
It was the reverse of grab the stone grass.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, with that convincing and backhanding, you...
The backhanding.
You head out. So you get on the boat. It's a couple days by boat down the river. No yes. Big deal. You can take your horses.
So he's dragging us?
No?
No, he's... Yeah, I'm in.
Are we going to cock the wagon over there?
We're gagged in the trunk of his car.
You die of dysentery.
C-A-L-K the wagon. Cough the
There's
wagon.
There's a U in that word?
Yeah, there's a yeah. U in that word. Calk the wagon. C-A-U-L-K. Have you ever built anything? With calk?
A failing Long business.
My C-O-C.
Don't calk your calk.
No.
Wait.
But I've used that to calk.
That's not honey.
I have.
You calk with your cock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have cocked that wagon.
That is some.
I mean.
That is some loose glue right there.
Not
you
his.
Know.
That's a Jew thing.
Well, I can't open up his book, so yeah.
Yeah. Like cement.
Sure.
Air dries.
Like caulk.
Some, yeah. Some cyanoacetylene in there or something.
Oh. Okay.
I was going to go somewhere with that, but I'm not going to.
So you get to Baldur's Gate.
Hooray.
And you meet the human traitor, which is a human who is a traitor, not a
no,
traitor.
He does not train
humans. He's a traitor humans.
Because suddenly Ross's character perked up. Oh, humans?
Named it doesn't matter.
Did he? Is he a traitor of the human race?
Maybe. and he says that he will definitely vouch for you with any of the merchants in the Blackgate region as you try to get on a wagon train. You hang out for a few days. You talk around. You learn nothing of value.
Tim.
You do see a brief glimpse of some guys who are carrying along a palanquin, you know? Right?
What?
They carry the
curtained chair.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Which assholes ride around with people carrying them.
Right. Except these palanquin carriers are cultists that you recognize from the raid on town. And a brief flap of wind, you see Resmer, the blue half-dragon going by, or the black half-dragon.
Yeah, I'm like, we killed
your buddy!
Yeah.
We should totally ambush these guys.
Just right here in town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Yep. Suck it!
Yeah, they're not there anymore. They're gone.
Okay. I chase after them.
Yeah. Right? They derez at the next screen.
Yeah. They derez.
No!
This is one of my favorite random tables in the book, by the way. This is 80% me just telling you what happens and 20% us hate fucking through this together.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
After the characters have identified the cultist's wagons and seen their arrangements, you did that, by the way, they should have an easy time getting hired as guards. They can apply to the cultists if they feel like being reckless, but other merchants, and by the way, there's no penalty for applying for the cultists at all. You feel reckless, and then nothing happens.
Wow, okay.
We were going to, so.
No, actually, I was going to argue way against it. Like, you guys have a terrible poker face, and if we work for the cultists, it'll be about 2 hours before they figure out who we are, and we have to murder all of them, so no.
But they can't see half my face.
Select the anyone from the list of merchants and travelers to be a potential employer. Each character makes a persuasion or athletics check, whichever they prefer. Check the results below. On a 0 to 5, no one is interested in hiring, but you can tag along. Guards sometimes quit or die on the road, and then you might become a replacement guard. On a 6 to 10, you are a basic guard for 5 gold pieces per week, plus food and living expenses. On an 11 to 15, you are a sergeant, getting 8 gold pieces. And on a 16 up, you are the personal bodyguard of a merchant for 10 gold pieces.
Wow. Let me see what rolls I've stored for the day.
You stored 6s. We already did this.
It was a different day. That was before we got the...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Now it's 2 9s. That's fucking eerie.
That is eerie. One more and you have to go to jail, not only.
Anyway...
And get rid of this character and go to jail?
Are we rolling for this now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I got a
10.
Tell him to throw my feet on a volcano.
He is hired as the sergeant and y'all work for him, and you're just with some fucking merchant in the wagon train.
Yeah.
Got it.
19. I tambourine the whole way.
You are just murdered.
You get silence and I don't, so that's your job.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, fucking take silence.
I already have it. It's a second level spell.
Yeah, good. Thank God. Why are you using that all the fucking time?
For what?
To shut off spellcasters.
We shut off the spellcast. The only spellcaster...
Oh, that's true. We did damage to shut off the spellcaster.
Yeah,
we shut off her weakness. I'm bleeding. Dumb bitch was full of blood.
It's also a ritual for some reason.
Silence is a ritual. Fucking fireball's not a ritual.
Speak with dead. Go fuck yourself.
But silence. Let's all stand holding hands with candles.
That's right. So, y'all get on the road to Waterdeep.
Yay. I can be useful there because I'm an urchin.
I already showed these guys this, but you probably especially will get a kick out of this. From this place, all of these pages to this place are all random encounters you can have on the road.
Yay.
I slay them all.
A couple of them are going to happen. The first is entitled Animal Abuse. I already read this to these
guys. Oh, yes.
One of the other travelers in this wagon train is obviously a noble, fine clothes. His animals are in terrible state. And he beats them. He doesn't feed them enough. And one day one of them collapses in its tethers. And he is about to just kill this animal where it stands. What do you do?
I kill him and eat his horse.
That's really the encounter setup.
I'm fine with you killing him. I'll stop you from eating the horse.
If the horse is still alive, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, horse.
This is a neutral good character. Like animal cruelty, right out.
The knight
murdering merchants, right in.
The knight and mage traveling with him are totally fine with that.
Yeah, I shake both of their hands. Yeah. And they high five about it, and they inherit all of his stuff. They love it. Then we look at the guy who hired us.
Is animal
look back to the dead merchant?
Yeah.
Look back to him and just cock an eyebrow.
See, is animal cruelty really a big thing in this day and age?
Yeah. Also, the way that I'm supposed to choose these is there are 40 days of travel between here and Waterdeep. And on every day, I'm supposed to roll a d20.
Right.
And on a 16 up, one of these things happens.
And it's always the animal beast one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just this guy killing an endless stream.
Jesus. Except that I've murdered him.
Yeah, they only raised him as a zombie.
Now we haven't hit fifth level.
Horse court.
It's fine. You have divine inspiration. It's weird because you're an arcane spellcaster.
I've already told them that Bahamut's whispering in my ear, and that's why I'm a diviner. Yeah.
Think of all the glue we could make.
The other, another interesting thing that happens.
Interesting.
Is.
Boy, you better sell this one.
One of the cult wagons one day turns a corner too sharp. Ooh. And a wheel breaks on a lock and overturns. One of the crates tumbles free, smashing open, revealing dozens of items of jewelry wrapped in wool. This is an excellent opportunity for the characters to see some of the contraband and even get friendly with the cultists by helping them repair their wagon.
Or
we already know
slay the cultists.
And who gets take their place.
No, I do think it's really cool just to put them off. Like, you know, this thing breaks and there's thousands of dollars on the ground. To be the guys who walk over and are like, whoa, guys, back up. Here, let me help you get this back.
Yeah, right.
Here you go. You don't want to lose this. No. Well, that's got to be worth 10,000 gold.
Yeah,
there you go.
You want to make sure that you cover has a good war.
I'm going to wipe that one down.
Yeah, you probably want to wipe that. Man, that looks just like my grandma's, who was just murdered in a raid by these crazy cultists. Man, what a small world. Anyway, here you go.
All these candlesticks.
It's too bad none of you uses a longbow.
Yeah,
I could use a longbow.
I could too, but I don't.
Because this one gives you a +1 longbow. I just realized that.
What? Magic?
So, this one's called the Golden Stag.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And it's basically, there's an enchanted fucking stag. And, if you help save it, then it will speak to you and assure you that you're on the right track. That you continue following the river of gold until you reach the castle in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, your path will be filled with hardship and blood. To aid them, it offers a character a +1 longbow.
Then it pulls out of its...
stag.
Anus.
Stag butt.
And then fades from view, saying, "Not all will survive!"
Jesus. I dropped the bow. Fuck that.
Who wrote this fucking adventure?
Doesn't say.
Damien Luce.
They didn't want to put
Smithy.
Their name on.
Yeah, Alan Smithy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob
Liefeld.
Kobold Press, I guess?
Wolfgang
Bauer. Are you fucking serious?
Wolfgang Bauer, Steve Winter?
Uh-oh. What does this mean?
Nothing, just...
Oh, okay.
Do we want to shit on Kobold Press? Because I'm in on that.
You go right ahead. I'm going to eat you my bread.
Do you have to buy shit from them?
No. Fuck no. I'm angry because you did buy shit from them.
Yeah, I was about to say, you did buy a lot of shit.
Let me read through all of these real quick because I hadn't and make sure there's no other fucking random magic items hanging out.
The only fucking magic items.
Yeah, I was about to say,
come from a goddamn random encounter stag.
Yeah.
While we're fucking walking.
Well, the thing I get is how they say it's a longbow or something instead of just saying a plus whatever... weapon
this
that would be useful.
No, this is definitely old school.
This is old
second
school.
Edition
D&D. Specific item.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Specific item, and it rewards you for only playing unrealistically good characters. Like, if you are not playing... like, because medieval society, we are out wandering these roads. We see a big stag. You know what everybody does? Oh, shit, food that's not jerky. Sweet. Kill that stag. Because why not? But no. You have to be the good guys who are like, that's not okay. It's a magic stag. How do you know it's a magic stag? Shut your fucking mouth.
Because it's glittering. The DM mentioned.
Look at the trail of glitter coming out of its cloaca. Yeah.
Jesus. Also, it has a cloaca.
It's creeping glitter!
Think what all we can do with it. The word of the day.
Now we have to go touch ourselves in the theater.
No, I'm all ruined.
Oh, only in theater. I need to apologize.
Only in theaters.
Also, you should probably throw out the rest of that dip.
So can we milk it for glitter and then sell the glitter?
Oh, we're talking about the static.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we're back to static. I was still stuck on static.
I'm in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Try again. Glitter's going to come eventually.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out this is my fetish.
Whoa!
I need you to vote me for glitter with the promise that you're going to sell it on the open market.
Keep Evan away from raves.
And Michaels.
And Michaels, yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, Evan, I need to go to the craft store.
Do you?
You can even get glow-in-the-dark glitter.
Oh, man. Nighttime. Only in theaters.
You should not even post this episode. You should just put the
post. Coming
soon. I'm sorry. yeah, no, that's the only thing, and that's even only one of the outcomes that I get to choose. Choose one of these three things. The one that best suits your game. One of them gives you 500 gold pieces. The other one gives you a plus one longbow.
See, we've looted so many bodies and temples and things, and we don't find any magic items till a random encounter. Yeah?
Yep.
That we might not even encounter.
That we might even not get at all, yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
I would have had to have rolled...
Where is it? Here, roll.
Nope.
So we need D12.
It's not actually on this...
Good writing.
No, they fuck...
You can't even roll that one.
You can't even roll
what
the fuck.
What the actual fuck, you fucking cocksuckers?
What is it?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with cocksuckers.
No, it should be an Olympic event. We should be rewarding this.
Cocksucking?
They changed the names between writing the table and writing the chapter.
And didn't change it.
So this is why
the
I'm
golden
not...
stag was the golden hind over here, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And payback is no room at the inn.
So...
Oh, no, payback is just... Wait a minute.
This is why we skip these chapters.
So you've now answered the question about cobalt press and what I wanted to say about it.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got it solid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
The eye wizard in second edition.
I don't care about a longbow.
The other one of these that I read that I particularly enjoyed...
Yes.
...is... After a miserably cold, wet day, you come across a large inn. Giant inn. Huge stables.
The Hilton.
You go in, and you say, we'd like some rooms. I'm rolling deep. I live like a fucking rockstar. And the innkeeper, almost embarrassed, says, I'm sorry, but the inn is full. And you sigh, and you say, that's fine. We'll just sleep in the great room. And she is even more embarrassed and says, I'm very sorry. The great room has also been reserved by a private party. There is no room at this
inn.
Burn it to the ground.
And a bunch of rich asshole nobles looks over and explains that they've rented the entire inn for their small party because they don't feel comfortable with other people sleeping near them.
Then I burn it down
and
with them in it.
When you say, well, fine, we'll sleep in the stables. They kind of laugh and say, our animals like to be alone as well. We've had to rent the entire stables. I'm sure you understand.
Don't worry, I'd like to be alone with your animals too! The moose is pregnant!
Inevitably, a fight will break out here. Either because you actually try and kill these fuckers, and if not one of you, one of the NPCs from the wagon train.
Yeah, it's like shit.
And it turns out that these four are disguised assassins who are on their way to Waterdeep looking for work and are just trying to fuck with people.
Oh, good.
So you kill some assassins along the way.
Yeah. Let me say for the record, Wolfgang Bauer, go fuck yourself.
God damn. I need to buy back every copy of this adventure and send them all to him with each page smeared in human feces. Both sides.
The next one is called Roadside Hospitality.
How about just
featuring two buxom twin sisters?
Oh yeah.
Okay, now I'm in.
They're mine.
They're doppelgangers.
Oh. They're mine. They can look like whatever I want them to look like.
So they'll look like you.
Yes. Go make your balls older and saggier. Damn it.
So anyway. It's when I reached this point reading this earlier today that I started hating myself.
Yeah. But it gets better after this?
In a few chapters.
Like Dan Savage, it gets better?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. When you reach the town of Daggerford, which is about 120 miles south of Waterdeep,
uh-huh.
You stop for a day. And a couple of people join the wagon train. Just, you know, travelers. The first is a female gnome.
Oh boy.
Look at me.
Shorties love each other.
She's your size! Which means she's the right size for me!
Named Jamina Gleamsilver.
Oh, Jamina.
Whoa!
Jamina, something in her!
Silver! Jamina's truly our way. I don't know what that means!
She's just a random gnome person going to Waterdeep looking for travel. The other is a guy, male or human, named Asbara Joss.
I already hate him.
As soon as it's...
And you, with your passive investigation of fuck all,
yeah.
Notice, so he's wearing a woolen cap with ear flaps. Sometimes it kind of rides up when he's walking around.
Yeah.
And you don't see any hair and just the faintest hint of tattoos.
Okay.
Along the side.
Does that mean shit all to me?
You know that fans do that sometimes?
Oh shit, son. Alright.
So.
There's your necromancer guild.
Yeah. So like, do these look like Thayan tattoos? Or
yeah.
Like, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit like Thayan tattoos?
Yeah.
Are he and the gnome like buddies?
No.
Or they just happen to be traveling?
They just happen to be traveling together.
That meant, I cannot tell you how relevant to my interest then.
For the other, and inform, what are they, Thayan, in this?
Thay is a region to the south. Mm-hmm. They are slavers. Like, they are...
They're what? Slavers.
Thay is a region currently under the control of a lich.
I hate slavers.
What if it's humans?
Human slavers? Yeah, I hate human slavers.
No, they slave
What about
only
slavers
humans?
Of humans?
They slave everybody.
They do. They enslave everybody. It doesn't matter what. They can wrap some chains around you. They won't sell you through Earth.
Yeah. He's not fine with slavery in general, as a general rule. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so Thanes, they're a nation that thrives on the slave trade, and they are a magocracy run by a lich. Like, and
that's what you get when you have mages running things. Slavery.
I agree! Never let the wizard be in charge! Now this is what I need you all to do!
Yeah, it's okay, we don't listen to you.
Do you tell us that you have noticed this guy?
Yeah, I will let you guys know that. I think he's one of those Thayan necromancers. We need to be really careful or kill us all. They'll turn us into sex zombies. They do that down in Thay!
Sex zombies.
I paid extra for it once. Totally worth it.
Why do we pretend to listen to this guy?
You can lie to me and tell me you're not into it. I won't believe you.
He's saved our lives on several occasions.
Has he?
Has he?
Yeah.
I remember him bumbling into boulders.
That was great!
Technically, I think the boulder bumbled into him.
Yeah.
I remember him putting to sleep several enemies to cut down on our threats several times.
I don't know that saved our lives. We managed pretty well without him.
Shit, man, I'm gonna detect thoughts on that guy.
Mmm. Okay.
Yeah.
He has thoughts.
So you walk up to him and you start talking to him. And,
So I daughter like an old man fairly well. Yeah. So just like, what's the weather like where you're coming from? Where'd you get that cunning cap?
Just a sec.
Your eyes remind me of my ex-wife, Bertha. I murdered that bitch.
Yeah, you daughter a while and you mentioned that you saw his tattoos and you know that he's from Thay. And you kind of...
Do I have to do that?
I think that's kind of exactly the opposite of what I
was That was the opposite of what I was aiming for.
Because you're reading thoughts.
Well, sure. But, so, that's fine. Actually, so, yeah, if I do mention it, he doesn't get a saving throw. If it's on something specifically that I mention, he doesn't get a saving throw. So, yeah, I think I'll just straight up, like, daughter for a while, and then...
Yeah.
So you've been to Thay recently?
Or you could say something more subtle, like, my hometown.
Yeah, and he's like, shh. I mean, yeah, I'm from Thay, but I live there, man. And, you know, things are bad. The new lich is in town, and I had to get out.
New lich, same as the old lich.
Worse. And he's like, I'm just a traveler, man. I'm not doing anything.
I'm assuming he's a hippie now.
You kind of, you know, talk to him a little while longer, and then, like, conspiratorially, you lean in and you go, so you're one of them red wizards.
And he's like, no. But his brain's like, yeah. So yeah, totally Red Wizard of that. You guys can have a circle jerk later.
Is he serious about like trying to escape?
Yeah.
For all the good reasons.
Well, yeah, that's the question. Like, is he trying to escape because he wants to go enslave people on his own and he just needed to break out from under that lich who's never going to let him become a lich himself? Or is this more like, man, I saw some shit and they went way too far?
It's a little more the second, I think. Although I reserve the right to revise that later.
Okay.
Depending on what else I happen to read.
It's definitely one of those two reasons.
Because maybe sometime later Wolfgang Bauer's like, no, fuck it, he's just collecting his mats to become the demigod.
He's actually a dwarf.
Yeah.
No, he's two halflings underneath a robe.
Thayan halflings.
So, after you leave Daggerford, a few days into it, you actually notice that one of the cultists has been eyeing you.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Like, with a glimmer in his eye.
Like with, I recognize this guy from that town we sacked, kind of glimmer in his eye.
Because, you know, halflings were so populous there.
All the halflings were on their side.
That's true.
Yeah.
Three apples.
And over the course of a few days, he just keeps staring at you, and you can see him, like, whisper into his buddy cultists here and there.
How many cultists are there in this hole?
12. Okay. They have 3 wagons in the train.
And they're all humans?
And all halflings.
Humans and halflings.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, all halflings. There's 24 halflings stacked too high.
Nice.
So it's really like just 2 people then, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know if you want to make a choice here. I'll allow it.
Okay. Make a choice.
I'll try to find a moment when he's like off by himself.
Sure, he goes to piss at some point.
Yeah, I follow him.
Yeah. He turns around,
Wait, do you alert any of the rest of us to this problem?
Okay.
Just Chauncey.
Bite off more than I can chew.
Alright.
Yeah, Chauncey follows you.
Okay. So I've noticed you've been giving me kind of the hey, what's up look. You know, you can come talk to me, it's not that scary.
I've been doing nothing of the sort. He's got his dick in his hands. He's still pissing.
I promise I don't bite unless you ask me to.
Put him to sleep and then he'll piss all over himself.
No, I'm pretty sure. You know, you can just talk to me. I'm not that scary. My name's Morgan. Hello.
What are you doing here, Morgan?
I came to talk to you because apparently you're never going to come talk to me.
Why are you in this wagon train?
I am going to Waterdeep.
Why aren't you back in Greenest?
Dun dun dun! Let me carefully consider my life choices, and then I blast him with a spell.
Okay. Yeah, you just drop him in the woods. It's
fine. Yeah. No.
Drop him in the woods.
I hit him with a guiding bolt, and I just roll him into some trees.
Yep.
Drop him in the woods. Okay. Yep.
It specifically says in here, the only permanent solution to this problem for the characters is murder. The cultist with suspicions must be eliminated before he shares those suspicions with the others.
To, like,
good characters might be reluctant to take this step. That's role-playing.
We've had to kill, like, 50 of these fuckers previously.
It's like we've been killing nothing but these fuckers. Yeah,
I guess this is kind of in cold blood, but he would kill me.
They're trying to end the world, right?
Yeah.
Is it murder in cold blood when the terrorists are trying to set off a nuke in the middle of your hometown?
Ask Jack Bauer.
He just murders Mies.
Alright.
A few days later...
When they don't notice he's missing...
You notice that this gnome has been paying attention a lot to you guys. Not with, like, any malice, you don't think, but just...
Probably recognize.
She's super attentive.
Yeah, sure is.
Excuse me.
I read your comic books.
What else happens? The next day... what was her name? Jania. comes and sits down as you are, you know, you've all got your bowl of gruel, you just camped for the night, you wake up, somebody made a pot of gruel. She comes up to you guys just as you sit down with your bowls, and she sticks her dagger into your bowl of gruel and fishes around for a minute. It comes out.
That's not how you eat.
And shows you on the end of her dagger a very small oatmeal smeared thing resembling a bead. She glances over her shoulder to where the cultists sit and says, "This is a sliver of bone. It's curled into a circle so that when you swallow it, you can't tell."
I stop eating. If I were eating
out. I just rapt attention continued.
I'm dishing out my thirds.
And then in your esophagus, it will expand and cut you to ribbons and you'll die.
Yeah,
thank you.
I suspect they're all in your breakfasts. We'll talk later. And she walks away.
I strain my breakfast, then eat it.
You find a few things that might be what she's talking about, or might just be oatmeal husks. You're not really sure.
Oatmeal husks. Man, that's the best if she's just out of her fucking mind.
Yeah.
Look what I found.
Huh? No, it's even better if she put it in there.
Yeah, it was already on the end of her knife.
Right.
That's it. Okay. There we go.
True story.
Can you make a deception check?
But it says, if you make a DC 15 intelligence check,
right,
then you find stuff that could be that or hulks of oatmeal or what. Yeah, this sure. is garbage.
If
this
you
is,
make a DC 15 is, intelligence check, you can draw the wrong conclusions.
Yes. Yes.
God damn it.
But it's fine, because I'm narrating, so you're going to take her advice and you're going to go meet her that night. And,
okay. Hey, baby, what's up?
She's going to show up naked, covered in bees, and be like, "You must embrace the prophecy!
Not the bees! Not the bees!" And basically what she says is that though we don't work for the same people, we have the same shared belief that the cult of the dragon must be stopped. And I need to know what...
Nope! Fucked it up that time!
You have the worst record with this ship. At least you didn't get it on my jacket this time.
Well, the night's young.
I didn't get you a sippy cup, but now I'm thinking of it.
Yeah, that's what I forgot to get. I knew I had to get something at the store.
I would have filled it up with this and it would have happened anyway.
No, the you problem... You don't get to fill your own sippy cup. That's the rule.
If you have a sippy cup, you're not allowed to fill it.
Right? Because adults get to fill their own glasses. Incompetent children get sippy cups.
Yeah. Do you have a small card table he can set out away from the rest of us?
I do, but it's got a felt top. This at least is wood, and he can't wreck it.
He can wreck that wood. Give him a chance.
He loves wrecking wood.
Oh, no.
Show me your cloaca.
I've got you, Trevor.
I've asked before.
Please.
So you sit and talk with her, and you talk about what's in the wagons, and
what's in the box.
And she, you know, the only thing she really tells you, is that Joss is a Red Wizard of Thay, and you're like, I know. And she's like, I wonder why he's chumming it up with the Cult of the Dragon.
Has he been?
Yep. No more than anyone else. Like, everybody's in the wagon train. They talk, you know? Sure. Like, people are making friends.
You do next to each other.
This meeting with the tech thoughts up as well.
Yeah.
Now that I have a mind-reading power, fuck the plot.
Yeah.
Because thanks for giving me a mind-reading power.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have to wait to level 6 so I can do it as a channel divinity.
Oh, hot.
So it turns out...
cancel as a saving throw for you.
All of the questions that she's been asking you, she already knew the answer to. Sure. She's just trying to figure out what you all fucking know.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, is she legitimately against the Cult of the Dragon?
She is.
Okay.
She's a member of the Zhentarim.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Evan, you wasted your life. What's that?
The Zhentarim are an organization that they're not good guys like the Harpers are.
Also known as the Black Network.
Yeah. So the Zhentarim, like they're
wait, BET?
Yeah.
You got that just
Brilliant. They've
nothing about this is entertaining.
They've been the bad guys in a lot of Forgotten Realms stuff, and then when they did the fourth edition rewrite, they started turning the Zentarum into, like, we're just a nationalist organization, we want the best for our country. And then for fifth edition, as far as I can tell, they've gone off the deep end on the other side and been like, nope, the Zentarum are now the edgy good guys.
Yep.
The anti-heroes.
Story checks out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is the new season Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s good guys. Like, you know, we don't belong to an organization anymore. Tritz Duorden would love to join our organization if we had one! Yeah, those guys.
Okay.
Our moms don't approve of what we're doing, but we're gonna do it anyway!
Yep.
Fuck Forgotten. It's ass.
They're not good enough to get fucked in the Tanaka.
No, that's right.
So, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. I will make
good them, talk.
Yeah, I will make Forgotten Realm shave its ass so I can fuck it.
Bleaching not good enough?
Yeah, that too. Like, they have to bleach the anus, but I want that entire ass fresh.
Do they need to do an Emina too?
Emina?
M&M's.
Yeah,
pack that shit full of M&M's.
Oh, my God. I want to feel
those hot candles crunching.
Ah, sweet, sweet.
Worst M&M dispenser ever.
Or best.
Worst.
Every time you
put they're all chocolate.
It's bleach. They're all brown.
Sorry. Every anus freshly bleached.
Hershey's Kisses everywhere.
I'm not going to keep going. There's a microphone there. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, that's your line?
Yeah, I'm going to run for public office one day.
Okay.
Public office?
Tell me about your airplane again. Okay. So, the last thing that happens... This is so fucking stupid. Never mind. That doesn't even happen.
Tell us what doesn't happen.
Yeah, tell us in an alternate universe.
So, a couple of days after you mind read her, the camp awakens to a killing. One of the cultists acting as a guard was murdered overnight, stabbed in the back with a sword.
Wait, they care about that guy, but not the one this fucker left dead in the woods.
With his pants down?
With his pants around his ankles.
This guy was, like, stabbed and left laying over the back of a wagon.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Obviously a sword. The wound is far too big to be a dagger. And in fact, you have a short sword.
Because
it's the size of a short sword.
Oh, like, my whatever. God. It was Mr. Body.
This is why you always use a rapier.
The dead man's companions immediately accuse you
of
stealing his sword and stabbing this guy.
Dirty rascal, you.
I don't know how to short sword.
You do wear a mask.
I'm the king of the castle. You're the dirty rascal.
Ooh.
Crash into me.
Damn, dude.
You are my airplane.
That's some old school Dave Matthews shit right there.
I've slung Dave Matthews.
Damn, that is some obscure shit.
The only way to best me now is a dance off.
That was great.
I take that dance off.
Pray continue.
Really? See, last thing I would have expected is if you bust out with Dave Matthews foo. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
So by this point in the journey, y'all are chummy with everybody in the wagon train, and the cultists have been a bunch of standoffish dicks.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in the wagon train is like, I don't know if this guy really did it. I mean, he seems pretty straightforward. He's got a rapier. Like, what the fuck?
And a whip. You know.
Uncharacteristically, as Barra Joss, wasn't his name Joss as Barra back on this
page? Yes, it was a Josh guy, yes.
The Red Wizard?
Yes, the Red Wizard.
Okay, no.
Like how you say uncharacteristically, like we know anything about his character.
Exactly. He comes forward and tries to calm the situation, in the process saying more than anyone has heard him say at any one time. So I don't know how I was supposed to handle that. Was I supposed to just monologue for 5 minutes as this guy? Be like, this guy hasn't talked, but now here we go. Like,
also, he 100% did it, if this is the one issue he fucking cares.
No. Because I assume that this guy goes with fucking Reed Thoughts on, because he goes to the bathroom with Reed Thoughts on.
You're thinking, don't worry, little guy, I'm thinking the same thing.
Why won't you
think? Jamnia stabbed this guy in the back when she was robbing the cultists, and he popped out. That's the whole thing.
Da-da-da.
Okay. But Joss doesn't know that, right? Like, Joss Whedon over here is just
no!
No, these guys are my friends.
Yeah.
They would never do that. You should all calm down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after reading thoughts, I'm going to be like, no, I'm fairly certain that what happened is they were attacked on the road by bandits. Somebody snuck into the camp. You can see the tracks leading off this way.
There's also
Ooh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
It's also interesting that he says we'd never do that. I did that yesterday.
This is one of the required things.
Yeah. Objectively done exactly that.
You know
before
so
this
well.
Started, and it no, really puts you into it. The only way to solve this is with murder.
Wait.
But they never murder that
Wait.
Guy. Yeah, they only murder this other one.
But we never murder with that short sword, just
right.
spells.
No, the important thing is that either he or I, either Morgan or the old man, is walking around with the half-decomposed zombie corpse of this guy shambling around behind us, carrying our shit for us. And these people are like, but they never murder anyone. Yeah, that's right. Bring me my breakfast.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, we'd animate them first, like after.
Yeah, clearly if I killed him, he'd be shambling around behind me too.
He'd be scrubbing my back.
Yeah.
My dick. Oh god, I'm coming.
He'd be covering my liver spots with makeup.
Sparkles.
Sparkles everywhere.
Yeah.
Necromancer sparkle party.
So you get to Waterdeep.
Yay, I'm home.
So there's no actual resolution to that?
No.
Okay.
Just that quiet guy is like, dude, they didn't do it.
So, note for reference, we're both from Waterdeep, and I'm an urchin in Waterdeep, which means I, like, knew the town.
Really. Fantastic.
All right, great.
I feel like that entire section was, like, when they're developing this, they're like, we need to fill some time.
Yeah.
Have them roleplay for a session. Oh, yeah, roleplay. How do we roleplay? Random encounters and accusations of murder. Go. Should any of this forward the plot? Oh, fuck no. No.
A murder mystery?
Combat's forward the plot. Roleplay only forwards these guys jacking at the table to each other.
Yeah, seriously, I got home at 4:15 this afternoon and excited. So my plan was actually to read this at lunch and I didn't have time. I'm really glad because it would have wrecked the rest of my fucking day. Because I would have been so mad. I got home and I'm reading this shit and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is garbage.
They had some kind of page minimum for this book they had to hit. And
I'm sure.
Yeah,
because
justify the price.
That was that many pages.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's like 10 or so pages.
28 to 38. That was 10 pages.
So this explains. So we've had all of this fast leveling up till here, and now there's this whole section of like, oh god, we're stuck at fourth level forever, but we're not doing anything.
Oh no! After I'm finished narrating the next chapter, then you go to fifth level.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's what I've been doing while you were talking.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you're the only person at this table using their time wisely.
I just had to make 2 marks on my sheet and I'm done leveling.
To be fair, I've been reading third level spells trying to figure out which ones I don't
want. I'm a fighter.
Want,
I do +3.
Yeah, I know.
I can attack more.
Yeah, I know.
That's my leveling to level 5.
My sneak attack is ridiculously deadly now.
So, you get to Waterdeep.
Yeah, I'm home.
You're home, you go meet all your urchin cousins or whatever the fuck you want to do.
Well, here's one thing I do. Whenever
right in the middle of the street.
Exactly. It's like I'm home.
Oh. So you get to Waterdeep, you collect your ruby worth a bajillion gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We needed more money.
Tell me how it's here.
Worth all the gold.
I need to know how it's here.
He hired someone in the caravan to deliver.
That's right. That's right.
And in fact, fucking left the first day.
A cultist dropped it off with the guy that you're picking it up.
Yeah.
So, how much is this thing worth?
The book says 1,200 gold pieces.
So split between 5.
In a testicle.
We just make it rain. Like we give it to some urchin kids.
Spell, but who gives a shit? Oh, it's the one to bring you guys back to life, I think.
Yeah, but it's not worth 1,200 gold. That's like a ruby worth 250 gold or something stupid like that. Like, at this point, we shit those.
Yeah.
I have like 20 of them.
So, the wagon train disperses, the merchants go off in their own particular directions or whatever, right?
Just grind up the ruby and snort.
We stay on top of them.
The cultists all make a beeline for a warehouse district kind of thing at the north of town.
240.
Really? Who owns it?
Doesn't matter.
I buy it. It's mine now. We've got 750 fucking gold that says that.
I know exactly who owns it because I have a map of the city and I know.
Yeah, it's blah.
All right.
It's Steven Fuckface, the poorly
book. I just want to make sure that my whole urchin thing is actually somehow useful in this situation, being back in my hometown. If that's not possible,
yeah,
okay.
I'll work that in. No, okay.
Worry. You know who will pick our pockets.
I've got four more pages to narrate.
I just want the better.
Also, last chapter, 10 pages. This one, this is it.
Yeah, okay.
Two.
And does more stuff actually happen?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
That's why I'm still narrating. Like, that's the other thing. Over the course of, and the reason that we didn't do this is, like, there's actually an opportunity in here for a fight. It would be the only fight that you had in 3 months.
Wow.
So, given that the point of fighting in this game is that it's a resource tick down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh man, I destroyed my backup load.
Exactly. All of my fucking second level spells. You want a Scorching Ray?
Yeah.
How about another Scorching Ray? I have a Scorching Ray in this hand too. Also my Wang, nothing but Scorching Rays.
I just picked the one.
I used my gonorrhea.
Yeah. Right?
Scorching Ray, that's me going to the bathroom.
It's my fucking Care Bear stare of radio.
Now I'm just going to let Scorching Rays come out your dick.
So you hang out in Waterdeep for a while, Yay. And you, through street urchining, go talk to some of your friends.
Yay.
And you find out that Lord Neverember in Neverwinter is paying to rebuild the road between Waterdeep and Neverwinter.
Okay.
Up to the north.
Do you think they ever have winter?
No.
Never.
There is a marsh that has been slowly expanding and kept flooding the road, and they'd move the road 10 feet and the marsh would expand. And now they're just rebuilding the road.
Have they tried doing like a bridge-like thing?
That's exactly what they're doing now.
Like a bridge.
And much like there was a wagon train leaving Baldur's Gate to come to Waterdeep, they are making wagon trains to take construction supplies up to their temporary base.
Serendipity!
So anyone who happens to have wagons that have a little space in them can be paid to travel up to this place.
If it's anything less than infinite money, I don't give a shit.
But you go anyway, because I said so.
Railroad!
Yolanda said you must go.
So,
I think...
Yolanda called! She said get your shit ass up there!
The other problem I have with this whole situation is there's nothing in here that actually encourages you to do these things.
No, there's no motivation.
Like, at all. Like, at all.
Like, I mean, yeah, this is... So what they're having us do here is a complete right turn, because what we were told to do is follow the cult, figure out where they're going. So they're dropping shit off.
But you're still following the cult.
Because they're going up there?
Because they're going up there.
Sure.
And all of their shit is still... They haven't dropped anything off.
So warehouse.
They were just, like, hanging out there trying to get these jobs. That is where this all happens.
Oh, okay.
They are trying to travel undercover, right?
Question. Do they meet with anyone while we're stopped over in Waterdeep?
Just the people who hire them to take drinks.
Okay, so they don't have
shit.
Any allies or secret friends or something in Waterdeep that we can...
Nope. And you're really sure of that. Like, you tap into the urchin network.
You have the Baker Street irregulars.
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Right. And they watch a lot.
Well done.
And, yeah.
Wow, you're older than I thought.
He's like 63.
Yeah. I read them I read them in the Strand when I came at it.
Okay.
You also hear that there was a half-dragon matching Resmer's description here about 10 days ago, who also rode north.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Is there a sidebar saying it's important that the party goes north at this point? Because I've definitely read, like, Mongoose Games publishing.
No, but I have another random encounters table.
Oh, thank God.
Is there a sidebar that says, ha-ha, you paid money for this?
No.
That's in the errata.
So you head north.
It's just a gif of someone laughing at you.
It's not the last page.
Masturbating with your money.
You head north, and you travel, let's see.
We're going north.
Roll a d20 each day and use the indicated encounter.
No.
Bar.
Add 2 on A's 8, 9, and 10. The encounters are 1 to 4 no encounter. 6? Or 1 to 14 is no encounter. 15 up, you can have 12 human bandits, or a troll, or 4 orcs and an ogre, or 2 ogres.
Wait, is this a menu? Do we get to pick?
No, this is random.
Oh.
You could have had 3 lizard folk and 3 giant lizards, or 6 lizard folk, or 8 giant frogs, or 12 bullywogs.
By giant frogs, they mean fat freshmen.
Nice.
Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Depardieu.
You slay 8 giant frogs a day. Just blood clots.
Just
Like,
I don't even get up for less than seven.
It turns out the spawn point of the frogs is your wagon.
We don't find that out until day 10.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker, it's just right up there on top.
Yeah.
God damn, fucking gauntlet to shit.
That's
down.
Why they jump down at us.
Because your spell's going awry.
It's like the Destiny loot cave. Did you guys hear about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No.
By the way, I have gauntlet. I will play with you, but I'm fucking Valkyrie. Yeah.
You'll have to fight my wife for that honor. I play a wizard. I only fucking get up in the morning for a wizard because all the spells. Holy shit, do I have a wizard.
The loot cave, there was a spawn. Yeah. Like, yeah. One of the zones, the two factions of NPCs are fighting.
Okay.
And when one faction is gone, it has to spawn more to keep the fight going. The spawn at this cave was 8 mobs every 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And if you were sufficiently high level, you could just stand a ways back so you were outside of the no spawn trigger.
Right.
And just headshot them as they came out of the cave.
Sure.
Yep.
I stood there for an hour. I got 1,200 kills.
Yeah.
Note, those are just the ones that I landed the kill shot on.
Right. And you're like,
there were like
30 guys.
Six of us standing there.
One of a whole bunch of like 9-year-olds who were like, I'm going to win the game.
There's what Q&A was on that game? Seriously. I haven't played it, but I read like this list of stuff where they like, they sent out a letter saying we're going to fix these things.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 pages long.
Yeah.
Of all, and like, where's the testing? Anyway, moving on.
Anyway. So you get to the Carnath Roadhouse.
Roadhouse,
which used to be a roadhouse.
Someone's thrown out. I hope Sam Elliott is there.
This shit got dark.
Patrick Swayze just comes out and kicks you all in the face.
And he pulls everybody's
and
larynx
then
out
to be nice.
Yeah,
he pulls their larynx out of their
right.
Yeah.
No, before it can happen, I use charm person, and then I have sex with Patrick Swayze, and then I hang up my wizard robe because I've won.
Turns out he was a ghost.
Okay,
and nobody keeps.
It does not matter. Had sex.
You can see the glitter come out.
And it does, Gandalf. It does.
Did he dance with you first?
No, he helped me do a clay pot.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Clay pot. It was a sweet.
But he was salsaing behind him while the pot was happening.
Yes,
right.
And there was some glitter leakage.
I was
right
into it.
Yeah, you were.
If you know what I mean.
There's some glitter leakage.
He was way into my clay pot, where I keep my rupees.
God, this makes me so mad.
What, us talking or the book?
No, this part of the adventure plays like a spy story. No, it's garbage. It's actually garbage.
Does it say that?
This part of the adventure plays like a spy story.
God.
Stealthy characters should find plenty to do here.
Oh, boy!
You do. You do so many stealthy things.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you all the stealthy things you do.
Can I do stealthy
things? You pick a lock in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I can do that.
Done. That's all the things.
That plays like a spy story.
That's it.
That's nothing to do with being a spy.
Do you remember all those James Bond movies
where
he picks one lock and then credits roll?
Yeah.
Well, that one
on the other side is a Russian woman who he then has sex with.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I forgot. You get to listen through a wall, too.
With a glass?
Sure.
Oh, boy.
No, Q gave you a cool piece of equipment.
Ooh.
So wall,
I drank.
And then you jam into your ears.
So after I read the first garbage chapter, I flipped to this chapter and I saw a map. I'm like, a map usually means at least some interesting combat, and we can just flub through this.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, that's what I pick a lock and listen through.
Nope.
Oh.
So.
Yes.
This is the compound.
A compound?
There's a second story. Uh-huh. Nothing happens there. It's all just bedrooms.
That requires a first story, which this thing doesn't have.
Oh, there's a kitchen up there.
Oh.
If you listen carefully to Gristle Pete's muttering, because he's the chef. Right.
Yep. Yes.
Gristle Pete.
Yes.
Don't get no sleep from all the critters in the floors banging and knocking and hissing and whispering at all hours. And so on.
Yes.
And he thinks it's rats. But what you know, because you're staying in these bedrooms, also, all of this and all of this is Area 5.
Yes.
Because Area 5 is the bedrooms.
Oh, okay.
What you know, because you happen to be bunked next to the cultists,
kill them in their sleep, but anyway, moving on.
So there's stables and this is the warehouse and then there's a strong room.
Okay.
And the guy who runs this, who is no shit, a burly half orc known only as Bog Luck.
Does he turn into a dwarf?
Nope.
Are you sure?
He runs the whole thing, and as travelers come and go, he like
hotel vaults this shit, and you know, you give him your watch and gold condom, and he writes it down in the ledger, and he puts it in the safe, and then you go back with your ticket, and you get your gold condom and your watch back, right?
This gold condom is you!
You also...
What condition you gave it to him?
Wait, if I give him a golden condom, I get a Willy Wonka's factory?
Yes.
Chocolate factory. It's a chocolate factory. That's right. M&M's forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Willy Wonka gets stuck in your tube.
Augustus Bluey.
Augustus Bluey.
Bluey.
You know that was really a river of chocolate cream that they used in that movie?
Yeah. Really?
And the third day of shooting it went bad?
Yeah.
Fucking rancid as fuck.
My God.
Who thought that was a good idea?
They only had practical effects back then. The only thing that looked like a river of chocolate was a fucking river of chocolate. Max fucking hit points for level 5. The wizard is burly now.
Didn't you roll min hit points twice?
I rolled minimum hit points. Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
I'm fucking burly now.
I don't think that's true.
I don't have to roll anything for my next level.
25 hit points.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
25 hit points.
25
max hit points.
I'm a monster.
Max hit points.
I'll take 7. I can still kill you in a round.
Yeah.
47
I mean, one fireball will kill
hit me. Points.
I know because I know have a fireball.
7.
Pretty good.
Plus my
I rolled a 10.
So 10.
How'd you do, Nick?
I rolled a 5, so 8 hit points.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm up to 12 hit points.
Nice.
I rolled that 10.
That is some serious business.
47 hit points.
So, by listening, you hear the cultist saying something about the trapdoor in the storeroom. So that night, you go pick the lock. It's a DC 10 check. I think you probably get there.
Yes, I do.
Try again if you didn't.
And 17 plus 7.
Let me do it again.
Happen to find 3 lizard men who are taking specially marked crates of the contraband and carrying it down a tunnel.
The contraband being the cultist's contraband?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I stealthing this? So they
you murder them all.
Oh, okay.
Because who cares?
Right. they're taking it where now?
I am just phoning this in. I'm literally on the phone right now.
Now, where were they taking this stuff?
There's a tunnel that you then go investigate.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like 500 feet long or something.
Does it lead to plot?
Yes.
Yes! Boy,
I go towards the plot.
Yeah.
Towards the plot!
Towards the plot! It goes 500 yards into a dead stand of trees, and on the other side of the tunnel, you see Castle Naatar!
Dun, dun, dun!
Which is where we will pick up.
Okay.
Castle
Since we all
Naatar,
survived that
my
that
uncle was a
manservant. We all get to level 5 then.
Masturbated in all of the soup tureens!
This is also
daily.
Where the accusation from the last thing picks up. Because since they accuse you and you got off, all the rest of the cultists hate you because they think you killed them. So they come and try and like pick a fight with you.
I kill them.
You murder the guy who challenges you to single combat. It says in here, mind you, this is a fucking guard. Like we've been, they're core fucking challenge creatures or something. It says something like, the cultist means to kill the character and will if she wins the duel, continuing to stab the body after the character is at 0 hit points. In what fucking reality does that happen?
Right. It's single combat against a level 4 character.
And the dude does 4 hit points of damage a turn. Like, you could spot him a dozen rounds.
Like, when he misses,
I repose.
And then I stab at him, and then I use my action surge and stab at him again.
You should take no actions on your own turn, just repose him to death.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or parry.
Anyway, so
repose is important because you can essentially say, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? You only hurt you when you try and hurt me. Stop.
So we will pick up in the middle of the night next time as Ross comes back and says, holy shit guys, I just found a cave and killed a bunch of dead lizard men. Or they were alive.
They were alive until I killed them.
And they became dead lizard men. And we should totally go through this tunnel and see what happens.
Yay!
I need to explain to Evan a piece of D&D history because I'm befuddled when Georgie referenced it.
Sure. Uh-oh.
So back in second edition, they came up with the Encyclopedia Magica.
Okay. Which are a compilation of all the magic items that they had had in 1st and 2nd edition, because it was scattered across all the magazines and adventures. And
sure, sure.
So they had to update the ship from 1st edition. Now, 1st edition, wizards were called mages.
Yes.
And someone didn't feel like doing his job, so he just did a find and replace for mage to wizard.
So
except he
wizard.
Didn't put any quotes or anything on there.
Yeah.
So the word image became eye wizard, and the word damage became no
wizard.
Wizard.
No wizard.
You have that book too, don't you?
Oh that's, yeah, I've got the whole set. Yeah.
That's fairly amazing.
That, so Mike Salemaker did a talk at PAX Dev that I watched. It was like the 8 rules of game design or whatever. Right? Yep. And that was one of them. Don't be the wizard. Like, proofread your shit.
With the eye wizard?
Exactly.
It was just ahead of the times so with the eye wizard.
Sure.
So,
my sneak attack, it's
before
4D6
I finalize the spell and we get into this, because
I get two attacks.
We've had a down session of terrible crap, and we're gonna
yeah.
pick up with some stuff.
Yeah. I feel really bad about this.
No, you made the right choice.
No, you really made the right call.
Through that.
Because yeah.
that was 2 sessions of sitting down and being like, is this fucking over yet?
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm turning this off, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.